Beached whale sightings in North Carolina have been on the rise over the past decade, the most recent being in September with a rare Cuvier's beaked whale that washed ashore in Nag's Head. Chris Thomas has more on the possible causes for the increased number of strandings along our coast.
North Carolina is home to about 8 kinds of whale species, including humpback, pilot, and blue, some of which are endangered. William McClellan is a research biologist at the University of North Carolina at Wilmington, and is the state coordinator for its marine mammal stranding program.
You know, there are multiple species of whales. North Carolina has one of the highest diversity of whales, potentially the highest diversity of whale species, whale and dolphin porpoise species on the Atlantic Ocean.
McClellan helped the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration accumulate data, which indicated strandings have doubled between 2016 and 2015. There were, on average, 13 whale strandings a year in that span, compared to an average of 6 between 1996 and 2004. That doesn't include other marine mammals like the bottlenose dolphin, who experienced a widespread morbillivirus infection across the East Coast between 2013 and 2015. Virginia and North Carolina had the highest and second highest number of reported dead porpoises during that span, respectively. Symptoms in porpoises include skin lesions and brain infections.
It triggered an unusual mortality event with NOAA. There was a large investigation. Ended up over the course of that two-year period, we looked at over 1,650 dead bottlenose dolphins on the East Coast, and North Carolina responded to 350 bottlenose dolphins during that event.
There was a similar uptick in stranded pilot whales in North Carolina in the initial days of 2005. That was preceded by powerful sonar use in U.S. Navy exercises, though McClellan says the jury is still out on the cause and likely will remain so.
It could never be determined. There was a possibility that was associated with Navy sonar, but it was never determined, conclusively to be involved in Navy sonar at the end of it.
But an off-sited and ongoing issue is commercial fishing nets. A NOAA study published in 2014 stated 13 species of dolphin and whales have been impacted by entanglement over the years, and the commercial fishing industry has been a common target for environmentalists. McClellan says the problem persists, but it is getting better.
And there's been efforts being done in state and federal organizations and universities, and especially the fishing community itself, give them huge credit for working with researchers and academic types in the federal government, state governments, to mitigate and reduce that entanglement in fishing gear and reduce that mortality.
The uptick in stranded whale sightings may also be an indication of something positive, rebounding populations. That's been especially true for the humpback whale, one of the biggest comeback stories in conservationist circles. Once on the brink of extinction in the 1960s, the species population has increased rapidly and was taken off the endangered species list last year after a 46-year-long stay.
You know, in the good old days, there might be 50 or 100 calves born a year. If you're losing 10% of that, you'd have 5 normal animals that would die a year. Well, if you now have 1,000 or 1,500 calves born a year, you'll see 150, and that's just the exact same percentage. It just, there was just a much bigger issue going on.
There's no silver bullet causing whale strandings. McClellan says he hopes the public will take a more nuanced view of the issue in light of that. I'm Chris Thomas.